Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
We're back. Well, after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Thank you very much for being part of our day. And when you get there, when you get to my website and you check it out, just don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things you can do there. And I thank you for visiting there. I think you'll like it. I think you'll find out that it's a great place for small business owners and those who want to be. And there are archives and articles and lots of things that I think will help you out. Not only things by me, but just about everything there is balanced out with a lot of other voices, like our guest this half hour. Zoltan Acz, ladies and gentlemen, is a friend of ours. Zoltan and I met earlier in the year when I was up here in Washington, D.C. once before, working with the U.S. Chamber. He and I had the pleasure of broadcasting the show face-to-face for the first time, which is fairly unusual. Usually I meet people remotely, and then we meet face-to-face later on. But Zoltan is the director of entrepreneurship program at the Robert G. Merrick School of Business at the University of Baltimore. He's a founder and an editor of the Small Business Economics, which is a leading international journal in entrepreneurship and small business research, and he's a great guy. Zoltan, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you back, Zoltan, and I like your name so much, Zoltan. I'm thinking about changing my name to Zoltan. Would you mind?
You know, Jim, you're one of the few people that remembers how to pronounce my name after they've only met me once.
I love your name, Zoltan. That's just a great name. I bet before you were married, I bet the girls really liked knowing that your name was Zoltan.
The girls did like it, yes.
Yeah, it's a macho name. I like that. Zoltan, one of the things that I know you've been working on recently is an area that's very important to small business owners, and that is in the area of human resources. We are not good at the whole human resource area of operating a business, and we need some help. Can you help us with that?
Well, you know, that's a really good point, Jim, and we're not really good at it. You know, many of us really love to do our business, whether we're working in a retail area or the service area. We love dealing with our customers. We love dealing with the product. We like dealing with our competitors, our networks. But, you know, when it comes to having to do personnel, we don't have the personnel department usually. We can say, you guys take care of this. And, you know, first of all, we don't like filling out the paperwork. It's hard. It's cumbersome. I remember my dad used to stay up till midnight filling out the paperwork. He says, boy, I hate this part of the business.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's at least three areas that I think small business owners really feel as the most encumbering on them. And those are issues really of drug policy. They're issues of alcoholism. You know, much more so than just some of the mundane things of filling out payroll.
Right.
And then healthcare policy.
Also, sexual harassment policies and things like
and
that.
This is another one. Absolutely.
All those policies. We don't like policies somehow.
Pardon me?
We don't like all these policies, do we?
Well, you know, they take time away from us running our businesses.
Yeah.
And we don't really have the expertise to deal with these. You know, a large company, they'll send you to HR and take a training in sexual harassment. Well, most small businesses, they just don't have the know-how. They don't really want to spend time on doing it. So they either have to bring in an outsider or try to do it informally. It's just a tough area.
So what do we do about that? How do we solve this problem?
Well, you know, there aren't really a whole lot of ways to solve it. I think what happens is small business owners are going to just have to get better at this. And just like, you know, we got really good at technology in the last decade because we had to. You know, there was no way to get around it. You needed to figure out how to use your PC. You had to learn how to use the Internet. You had to learn how to load software. Either that or you were outsourcing everything. You had to become good at it. I think small business owners just have to get better at the HR part. You know, one interesting analogy is many family businesses, they're the HR part and the family sort of get all mixed up, and mm-hmm. as families are good at dealing with their family issues, they sort of try to relate from that over into their businesses, and that works. But once you have employees and they're not your family, you need to become much better at HR, and at some point you need to hire someone that's strictly dealing with your HR issues.
When you're doing your research and you're talking to small business owners out there, what are they telling you about their HR challenges?
Well, they're actually not all that bad. Even though they don't like to do it, many small businesses, as you know, they know their employees very well. They know who they are. A lot of times they've been with them for a long time. So their HR issues, especially in these areas of sexual harassment, of alcohol and drugs, they're actually not that bad. So they, even though they don't like doing it, and when it blows up, they're not quite sure always how to deal with it. But it's not, I think, is a bigger problem for them as sometimes we would think.
Well, one of the challenges it seems to me that we run into is not being as professional and as comprehensive as we should be in finding the right person. Because a lot of times, you know, if we have an opening, if somebody quits or somebody, we have to get rid of somebody or whatever might happen, or we decide to grow another slot, we get really impatient. Once we decide we need somebody or we want somebody, we don't want to be patient typically and say, okay, I'm going to take 2 months to fill this slot. I'm going to find the best person around. What will happen is we're having coffee with somebody, and they'll say, hey, I got a nephew that needs a job. And we'll say, really, I got an opening. Send him over.
Well, you know, Jim, what happens is in a small business, when you have an opening, you can't afford to wait 2 months. You know, if you're a larger business, you can shift tasks around. You could sort of bring in maybe right. someone from another department. But you have a small business with 10, 15 people. If one person's missing, you have a big hole in your operation.
Right.
And you just don't have the time to go spend months and months looking. You're right. You need someone now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you're just going to call your friends and say, gee, do you have someone? And if someone recommends them, that's really how small businesses do this.
Well, and that's unfortunate, because that's not a good way to hire people, and I'm sure you probably got some research on that. Another thing I know you've been working on recently is how much obesity affects in our employees affect small business owners. I want you to give us the report on that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with our good friend Zoltan Ach. We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with Zoltan Ach, ladies and gentlemen. He's a professor at the University of Baltimore, specializing in entrepreneurship. He's the founder and editor of a publication called Small Business Economics. And Zoltan, tell the audience how they can find out more about that publication.
Well, they can go online to Kluwer Academic Publishers. It's kluwer.com, kluwer.com, and just type in Small Business Economics.
Spell the website again, Zoltan.
kluwer.com.
Okay. Kluwer, kluwer.com.
Right.
All right. And
it's publishing company.
I see. All right. Now, tell us about the Small Business Economics.
Well, Small Business Economics was one of the first journals that tried to understand how the small business sector worked. You know, for years and years, everybody talked about big businesses, and we knew every grandmother knew everything about AT&T and General Motors. You know, they said, oh, I know the stock, I know who the president is. And if you ask people about small business, God, we don't really know a whole lot about that. So in the 1970s, we started studying this a little more, and Small Business Economics was a journal that tried to get academics to study small firms a little more. And, you know, they didn't want to study them either. They said, well, let's study big business. It's easier. There's not that many of them.
Yeah.
And
small business owners have gotten used to, we don't like it, but we've gotten used to being disregarded.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, we know a whole lot more about small firms today than we used to. You know, we know what their problems are. We know the contributions they make to the economy. We know some of the things that they need. We know some of their strengths, some of their weaknesses. So this is the kind of things that small business economics has specialized in.
Now, when we go to that website, we can order the subscription there, right?
You can do that, yes.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about this, some of the work, research you've been doing on obesity. You guys wondered whether obesity was a problem for small business, especially with their health care coverage, and
yeah,
what did you find
out?
Yeah,
you know, Jim, about 3 years ago, I was sitting at the dinner table one day with my children, and I said, you know, kids, I think obesity is going to become an important topic. And they looked at me and said, oh, Dad, the professor's gone off the deep end again. And, well, you know, about a year ago, if you started watching the news or reading the newspaper, this has been in the paper almost every day. We're eating too much. You know, actually, Jay Leno had a joke. He says, well, the good news about America is we're wearing our seat belts and we're smoking less. He says, well, you know, the bad news is we're eating a whole lot more.
We got to do something, right?
And, you know, something like 30% of the population is not considered obese, which means you're not just overweight a few pounds. You've actually gained an awful lot of weight where it's affecting your health.
You travel internationally, Zoltan. Don't you think that Americans are more overweight than say, Europeans?
They are. You know, I just spent 2 months in Europe this summer in Britain, Germany, and Spain, and I saw very few really overweight people. I was looking for them.
Yeah.
So we're just much heavier than people in Europe and I think anywhere else.
Is this becoming a problem for small business owners?
Well, you know, we did a survey just recently. We surveyed a representative sample of businesses in all sectors of the economy across the whole country. And one of the questions we asked is, do you believe that substantial excess weight or obesity among employees is a business issue requiring the active interest of the employers? So we made it an HR issue. And it was interesting. Only about 20% of business owners thought it was a business issue.
Hmm.
The other 80% thought it was a personal issue. So I was actually surprised that they thought this was something that they didn't really think they should be involved in or have a say-so in.
Did you ask them if, when they're hiring someone, if they screen people who are overweight?
We did not ask that question.
Do you think that's happening?
I don't know that. But, you know, if it's not an issue for them, they may be doing that.
Yeah. That may be the answer to the question, right?
That may be the answer to the question.
Well, you know, if you realize that obesity, especially obesity, not just being a little overweight, but obesity leads to lots of illnesses. It can lead to diabetes and a lot of different things. You know, I guess you can see how that might happen.
Well, you know, we asked that question. We asked, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned that substantial excess weight and weight-related health conditions among your employees are driving up your insurance cost?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised. Only 7% they thought it was driving it up.
Yeah.
Another 14% said maybe somewhat, but the preponderance of them, almost 70%, did not think so.
It may be, though, what you said a minute ago, what you inferred a minute ago, and that is that, you know, the reason they're not worried about it is because they're not hiring people who are in that category.
Yeah.
Jim,
that leaves us with three sorts of issues here.
I'm almost out of time, Zoltan. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, either this obese are working for big businesses, government, or small business.
Yeah.
That may be our answer.
There you go. Zoltan, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you very much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Zoltan Och, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. Quick break. I'll be right back with Mr. Gerald Celente right after these messages. Stay with us.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, listen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.